At the Utah Museum of Contemporary Art, visitors are immediately confronted by a stationary bike. It's an old steel frame cruiser with rust-colored fenders and a wire basket full of flowers. You're invited to get in the saddle and put on headphones. A mantra plays as you pedal.
We are strong.
We are invincible.
We are bicycle riders.
It's part of a project by Salt Lake artist Megan Hallett. She calls it the League of Reluctant Bicyclists. And as Hallett sees it, there are plenty of reasons to be hesitant about riding a bike around town.
Fear.
Of?
Of doing something different and outside of the expected ways of getting places. Fear of something happening to you. You feel vulnerable. You have to inconvenience yourself to do it.
But Hallett also sees cycling as an important way to benefit her community. It's better for air quality, for public health, for traffic. So earlier this year,
I started to think about ways that certain approaches to art could be blended with these issues, and it could actually be a public art project. You can actually use art to advocate for your point of view. It is certainly a form of advocacy.
Hallett recruited a few dozen riders and non-riders and asked them to spend 2 months documenting their rides with written accounts, photos, and videos. After that participatory period, she put their content together into a visual art installation. For all the reluctance, Hallett still says cycling is the best way to get around.
It's an adventure. It's just different. You're not isolated. You're out on the streets. You see things that you would never see when you're in your car. And I like the feeling that I've pushed myself to do something that is harder. Roads were always intended to be for multiple modes of transportation. There's a dominant narrative here that they are only for cars and that's all they were ever intended for. That's actually false. They're intended for people walking, people using wheelchairs, people biking.
The League of Reluctant Bicyclists will be at the Utah Museum of Contemporary Art in downtown Salt Lake from now until November 2nd. For Utah Public Radio, I'm Chris Polanski.